People saving money on their heating bills may welcome a warm winter, but some area businesses are losing money. Larry Peterson is a co-owner of the Howling Wolf Resort and Barns. Peterson says business is lagging.
I mean, I've had snowmobilers by now, and I haven't had any real snowmobilers. And I just had ice fishermen, and that's about it. And then people just want to get away for the weekend and relax. As far as snowmobiling, it's pretty much a dead deal.
Scott Ruman co-owns the Downtown Barns and Grill. He says the lack of snowmobilers is hurting his restaurant.
We know when deer season's done, everything drops off, and that's the norm. December historically is one of the worst months we have, so I know that. And it was no different than this year than it was last year. When you get into January is where you start seeing the snowmobilers come in, and that's where we're noticing there's no business right now because we're not getting that influx of people from that.
Shirley Moore of Cable owns Junix Log Cabin Resort. Moore says she decided to close everything down at the end of November.
Last year we found it more feasible to give more in the summer, do a few more specials, than to stay open for the winter and not know what your season's bringing.
Moore says she plans to reopen in May. In Superior, Jay Stevenson, Wisconsin Public Radio.